Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming out to this special service. I want to greet you all in the precious name of the one who did so much for me that I want to love him more. Really appreciated that song this evening. Special to be at this place, special meaning in my heart, and I trust in all of your hearts to see Connor and Amber and Elizabeth in this place, ready to be baptized into the church. I really was blessed by the first song that we sang. My faith has found a resting place. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. And that applies to everyone here tonight. For a little bit of a message this evening, I guess we'll call it message A, on baptism, you can turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2 and Brother Joe preached out of this passage last evening, talking about, in verse 44, about all they that believed were together, and the togetherness of the church, the importance of togetherness. Tonight, we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, and we're going to focus on verse 41. It says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Can you imagine? We have three tonight, times 1,000. I don't know what setting this was. If it was outside, I can't imagine. It was all inside a building. And maybe it was throughout the day. I don't know how it all transpired. But what a revival. 3,000 souls were added to the church that day. The phrase that I really want to focus on, it's what I'm going to title this little message, is, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized." I had to think tonight of the fact that baptism is, it's an outward action, it's an outward ordinance that represents what has happened in the heart. It's an outward ordinance that represents what happened inside. It can represent the washing away of sins. It can represent the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to go into all those things, but my mind kind of went to this passage, and we're just going to look at, we're going to call them heart steps leading to baptism. Steps that took place in the people's hearts that brought them to the place of being baptized. And the first one I have is, there was a realization of their sinful condition. And we're just going to read some of these verses. Jump back to, start at verse 22. This is Peter boldly standing up and preaching this sermon to the people right after they had received the Holy Spirit. And it was a pretty daring message that he brought to these people. The crucifixion was still fresh in their minds. And these people he was preaching to were involved with crucifying. They were in the crowd saying, "Crucify him." And he says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." And then jumping ahead to verse 36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. In verse 24, he first of all had said that this Jesus, who you crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. So this Jesus that you crucified, God has raised up from the dead, and he is now the Lord and Christ. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And that's the phrase that I want to focus on here. They were pricked in their heart. Peter preached to them the Lord Jesus. He said, this man that you crucified and you put to death, a shameful death there on the cross, he is the one who God has raised up and is now the Lord and Christ. He is our Messiah. He is our deliverer. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. There was a realization of their sinful condition. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Everyone here is born with that sinful nature. We all have sinned, and we all need to come to that realization of our sinful condition before God. We are not right before God on our own, and there's nothing that we can do to remedy that. Step number two, the second part of verse 37, it says that they were pricked in their hearts, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" There was a desire, the step number two is a desire to be made right with God. There was a desire to be in a right relationship with God. They knew that they had sinned. They knew that they were not in a right relationship with God. And then they had this desire to be made right with God. "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" There was an openness to instruction, an openness to input into their hearts and their lives. And there was a readiness, I believe, to do whatever it takes, to do what it takes to be made right with God. There was a readiness to listen, to be instructed, and to commit to whatever it takes. The third step is found in verse 38. It says that Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The third step was a heart of repentance. Repent. Repent means to confess and admit our sins and then turn from it. I've heard this phrase in a nutshell. Repent means admit it and quit it. That's repentance. It's admitting that we are wrong, confessing our sins, and then turning from it. At that point, our sins become something that is detestable. We turn away from it. We don't want to get close to it. That's repentance. There was a heart of repentance. The fourth step, I would like to turn back for this step to Acts chapter 8. Just because it spells it out so clearly in this little account. This is the account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And Philip met him there riding his chariot. God brought him to him, and he was reading in Isaiah, trying to understand the prophecies, and he asked Philip to come up and explain the scriptures to him, because he didn't understand it. And we'll jump in at verse 35. And Philip is explained to him and says, "This Moses, whom they refused, saying," I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter. Romans 8:35 says, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." The fourth step is accepting and confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the fourth step of coming to baptism. There's a realization of your sinful condition, a desire to be made right with God, a heart of repentance, and an accepting and confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The eunuch's testimony was, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he accepted him into his heart as his Lord and Savior. The fifth point, back to Acts chapter 2. And our theme verse here in verse 41 again. It says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized." There was a desire to be part of the people of God. That's my fifth point. A desire to be a part of the people of God. A desire to be a part of the church, the local body of Christ. They gladly received his word and were baptized. They had a desire to be part of this. And 3,000 souls were added that day. What a working of the Holy Spirit. What a rejoicing in heaven. There is rejoicing in heaven tonight for you three. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." To the class tonight, Connor, Amber, and Elizabeth, you have realized your sinful condition. You have expressed your desire to be made right with God, and you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and he has adopted you into his family. And now your desire is to be baptized into the church, the body of believers. This is precious. May God bless each of you as you continue to live for him.